Hello, welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagney. This week, we'll continue our discussion on grains and how to minimize potential problems with their digestion. There's a whole range of strategies depending on the person's sensitivity and specific problem with grains. Somebody with true celiac disease may do fine avoiding wheat altogether, but be okay with other grains like rice, which doesn't have gluten in it. Others who don't tolerate the predominant wheat, which has been hybridized greatly over the millennia, may tolerate an older variety like kamut or spelt. One thing I've noticed for many people is if they take certain grains like spelt, buckwheat, barley, and soak the unmilled berry or seed, the grain becomes transformed into something easier to digest. That is, as the berry soaks in water, the germination process begins, and the nutritional properties of the grain are enhanced. This makes sense in nature, as the seed doesn't gain by being eaten by some vegetarian animal before it has a chance to propagate. You could notice, as if soaks for a couple of days, for example, that it can very at least softens from its hard exterior, where it previously could survive easier being eaten by a squirrel or bird and surviving the digestive tract. Apparently, indeed, there are actual anti-nutrients like enzyme inhibitors as well that get deactivated by the soaking process. You can buy these sprouted grains in the form of breads or soak, grind, and bake yourself to save some money. These breads are usually baked at a lower temperature as well compared to 350 degrees or more of a typical bread baking oven. Recently, I've been soaking buckwheat groats overnight to begin the sprouting process. But make sure the buckwheat is raw and untoasted. Then you pour off the soaking water, grind the buckwheat a little in a food processor until it gets a doughy consistency, then just mix in a sweetener like stevia, some salt, and it bakes nicely at about 200 degrees in a couple of hours. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.